experience in this world, the worst of the worst thing that can happen, the brokenness, maybe the insults, and you know, all those things that go with that, and worse than that, oh Father, you have experienced those things. And when we find ourselves in those situations, the Word of God tells us to rely on you, humble ourselves before you. In the worst of our moments, oh God, we just want to find at your feet, oh God, in your presence. And so some of us today, if we are going through that, and we may feel that there is no hope, there is no changing of our circumstances, the Word of God tells us that we must humble ourselves in your presence before you. And at the right time, you will lift us up. The things will change. The things will be different. And we don't know how it will be, but it will be different, oh God. So help us right now. If we are seeking the way out, if we are seeking the path for our life, that we will humble ourselves before you. What that means is we are just kind of coming to you, oh God, and saying, oh Father, I don't understand everything that is going on. I just want to give that situation into your hand, oh Father. And just want to acknowledge that you are God, who is in control of everything. So help us to do that, oh God, today. Father, we also have certain needs in our lives, and people are specifically praying for those needs in their life. Some of them are praying for the people whom they know, their family, their friends who are in a need, or they want to have a touch from you physically for the physical healing, emotional healing. Oh God, we pray and lift them up today to you. You know the prayers that are being prayed right now, here in the sanctuary or online. And oh God, that you're listening to everything. You love to listen to us and speak to us, oh Father, because we have been created in your image to have a fellowship with you. And so we are not being ignored today as we are praying. So, oh God, we join together as a body of Christ in all those prayers that are being prayed, the requests that are being presented, that we want to join as a people of God to say amen to those things. So have your way, oh God, in each situation. And you're God of miracle, which you will do the change and miracle in the lives of people. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. We pray for the people who are going through the financial needs and they need a touch in their life in that area of God. And we lift them up today into your hand. Some of them are praying for the health needs, and we already prayed for that. And just want to highlight those, oh God. And some of them are just simply praying for your direction in their lives. And so we want to commit them into your hand, oh God, that you will clear the confusion in their heart, in their minds, that you will show them the path. You will assure them that you are with them in their journey. Maybe it's not the perfect place they find themselves in right now, but you have future in your hand, oh God, for them. And so help them to just keep relying on you. Thank you, Jesus, for your presence in the midst of us today. And just helping us, oh God, today to commune with you and your sweet presence and fellowship with you today, oh God. We continue to pray for our kids and our youth and our congregation, and just bless them as they worship you, as they connect with you, oh God. And as we worship you through the giving of our tithes and offering, which is always the Father, you always look at our heart and our attitude towards giving. And oh Father, as we give you, please examine our heart, oh God, that by even by accident we have not placed the material things, the money that we have in our life, which is your blessing, oh God, have not made that higher than you. That we put our hope in the material things, but oh God, our hope is in you. And so help us to break that stranglehold sometimes we have over our finances, and we can surrender that to you, oh Father God. So help us to give generously to you as a worship to you, as you have taught us that we surrender our finances to you. So help us to give our tithes and offering with right heart and with the attitude of worship to you, oh God, today. And so receive it, bless it, and use it for your glory, oh God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. So let's do the worship through the giving of our tithes and offering. And ushers, if you will come forward, get those plates. And there are baskets at the back. You can do that. And you can always give online, wasilalakechurch.org. Very easy to give there as well. And so just celebrate this moment as we worship the Lord through the giving of our tithes and offering. Let's clap. Let's be rejoiceful as we do this. Praise God. And don't forget about this basket here in case God leads you to kind of do that for the help for the family that is separate here. So it's great. Thank you.
I didn't realize the mic was on, so that's great. Great to be in the house of the Lord. Sorry I missed last Sunday, but we had a great service. Thank you, Chaplain Crow, for that beautiful message and ministering to us last Sunday. It was beautiful. Last Sunday, I prayed first time that, God, please give me the gift of tongues. I needed that because... Oh, they just cut me off. I'm talking about tongues. They just cut me off. Don't speak about that. Thank you, Aiden. I know you really understand our doctrine really well, so you just cut it off. Let's not take chances here now. So we found ourselves we were looking for the church. Even on our vacation, we always go to church. Doesn't matter, you know. The part of our vacation is worshiping the Lord on the Lord's Day. And so it doesn't matter what we are doing, we will find a church anywhere, wherever we are. I mean, that's how we do it. And I think I encourage you, if you're traveling, you're going somewhere, it's totally fine. Let's enjoy life, you know, in Alaska. And I always say, hey, if you need to go during weekend or whatever to enjoy, if you have, you know, free time during that time as a family, all by all means, you should do that. It is a good thing, good thing. So I'm not one of those pastors who says, doesn't matter what's going on, you got to find yourself in the church. Of course, church is important, but, you know, going on vacation is also a good thing. So that's great. But then we found ourselves in a church which is other than, you know, the language which I understand. I speak three languages, but none of them was in that. And the first time we entered the church and the pastor said, oh, you're going to sit separate on the Father's Day, because it's Father's Day, so fathers go separate. And I said, no, that's a punishment on a Father's Day. Why would you do that? And I don't know if I was rude, but sorry, God, if I was rude. But I said, no, I want to sit with my wife. You know, we're enjoying this. We don't get to do that very often as a pastor. I don't get to sit with my wife. And so I just asked the wonderful, you know, lady minister there, and so she finally, she went to her church board and passed the thing, and they said, okay, you can sit. No, no, that's not what she did. So she let us sit together. But it was a wonderful service. I didn't understand the word. Only one word I understood, and one thing I knew, they were talking about Father's Day sermon. That's what I knew, because it was a Father's Day. So I don't know if you're interested in knowing that or not, but I just shared the story, probably very irrelevant. But I just wanted to thank, the point is I just wanted to thank Chaplain Crow. That's where it started. Sorry, you don't preach one Sunday and you just kind of lose the skills of public speaking, you know? That's what happens. So please forgive me. It'll take 4 or 5 weeks to kind of get into the rhythm for me, you know? So please be patient with me. Please be patient with me. Alrighty. So here is the thing. We have been kind of, you know, unofficially doing the series. It just kind of, you know, just so happened. And you know, what my really during the summer, the focus is, hey, let's examine ourselves as a people of God. And how we should even live our life, basically. So, you know, in a way, we are really talking about our Christian living. So we call ourselves people of God. We have a relationship with God, and the thought kind of happens in our mind that God has forgiven us our sins. We understand that, right? And that is a great thing. And our journey doesn't stop there. Some of the you know, teachings out there is, hey, that's all you're aiming to, forgiveness of your sins. And then after that, it's okay. You don't have to worry about the journey that you're living. Whatever you do, it's okay. You can just kind of live a life that is not pleasing to God. Because your sins have been forgiven, you're good to go. And when you read the Word of God, that is not the case. God expects us to take a journey with Him and live a life which is pleasing to Him. That is our responsibility as a people of God. And I just want to kind of focus and keep focusing on that, that it is intentional living life, which is a Christian life, which is a Christian living, which is a pleasing to God, and it we have to participate in that. It is not God has put a button and chip inside us, which He presses after the salvation, and we are in a you know, in a mode where we just kind of behave as God wants us to behave. That's not how it works. That God has created us as a human being, very complicated human being. He has given us emotions. He has given us the ability to make the decisions. And that's what we are really talking about. What is our responsibility So, you know, a few weeks ago, we did talk about our responsibilities as a people of God. And then we talked a few things about that. And After that, we talked about what kind of fruit I bear, which is kind of related to that. And we said the fruit I bear is whatever type of people we are, that is the type of fruit we will produce. So what type of people we want to be? We want to be whatever we want to be, we can become that. And God lays the path for us with him that we can bear better fruits in our lives. And so we talked about that, and I don't want to preach that. But then, you know, week before the Father's Day, we started talking about the will of God in our life, and that God has given us the ability to make the decisions. How many of you here sitting, and you don't have to just answer that in your mind, people who don't make decisions at all in their life? I don't think so. Is there any human being on the earth who don't make decisions? We always have to make the decision, and God has given us that ability to make that decision. And so, you know, when we look at our life, we have a free will in our life. We can decide this or we can decide that, and that is the reality of it. And last week or week before that, last time when we were talking about that, and we just didn't quite finish that, so I would like to kind of finish this thought today. So just want to kind of, because there has been gap in between, so just want to kind of, review some of these things that we did talk about, the free will. And the Bible is full of all that ideas that we have ability to make a decision, a choice, a free will. We are a free will people that we can choose the bad things or we can choose the good thing. And God has given us total freedom to us that, hey, this is the situation and you can choose either this or that. And we looked at some of the scripture passages to kind of understand that. The Bible really talks about that. And one of was Joshua chapter 24, verse 15. And it talks about, choosing to serve God or not serve God. That is our choice. And that is what that scripture passage talks about. In John 1:12, it says, yet to all who did receive him, to who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children. So we have to choose whether we can believe or not. And then John chapter 6, 66 and 67, there is another passage there where disciples are, you know, God is really talking to his people and saying that this is what I expect. You know, my blood you should drink, in a sense that you should really follow me and you should eat my body, because I'm going to be dying, and in order for you to kind of become my children, you should identify with me. And for disciples, that was a little too much. And so some of the disciples left Jesus. And then he turns to his 12 disciples and say, hey, all these disciples have left. What would you like to do? It is your choice. If you want to leave with them, you're free to leave. And in that moment, disciple decided to stay with Jesus and take the further journey. And so the idea is, we talked about that we have a free will in our life, and God, you know, has given that. And so therefore we have a responsibility to make the right choices and take the journey or not take the journey with God himself. And then we looked at, you know, the Numbers chapter 13 and 14, amazing story of people of God who have been freed from the captivity, and they find themselves very close to the land that God is giving them. And they stand there, and the story is, and we talked about this last time, the story is 12 people are sent just to kind of spy around there. Hey, how are we going to take the land? 12 people come back and they give the report. And 10 people say, impossible. Those people are giants and we will never be able to take control of this land, which God wants to give them. And two people say that we can do it because God has already given us this place. And this 10 people influence the whole community not to do that. Wrong decision, the choice they have made in their life. And God gives them a very specific instruction: because you have made this choice, that some of the people are going to perish because you're not following my direction. And, you know, and we read that these are the punishment you're going to have because you're not claiming what I'm giving you. And that is the decision they make in their life. And that's where we were last time. But I just want to kind of take it further a little bit and talk about a couple of more things about this story. I hope you gather the story of people of God who are being freed, are about to, you know, God is about to give them the land land which they should reside there. And they are having problems because they are not able to make the decision. And so this whole story, just if we go look further a little bit, you know, as we look at this, it only takes few people to influence wrong decision and wrong destiny in our life. And therefore, it is so important for us to really understand who are the people whom we listen in our life. You know, as we think more about this, you know, there are, you know, the land is ready. God wants to give that land to his people. And God's blessing is already there. They just have to go and claim it. And the process is there to kind of go and, you know, how are you going to kind of move forward? And the scripture tells us that these few people spread bad reports among the community. And these few people, verse 32 in I think chapter 13, it says, and they spread among the Israelites a bad report about land they had explored. And that bad report, because there are a group of 10 people who are saying the same thing, it is impossible. It is impossible. So just imagine, these people are saying that it is impossible to claim the land. And God is saying that I want to give you this land. So just picture yourself in your mind. These 10 people are saying that what God is saying is not possible. It directly relates to that. And then two people are saying what God is saying is right, that this land belongs to us, and so we should claim it. But man, the report on the ground is 10 people are saying that it is impossible. And not only that, as they talk about that, this report, that it is impossible, they say, we want to go back to Egypt, where we were slaves, where we were held captive. And so imagine, I just want to create a picture in your mind that here is the land of honey and milk and the land of blessing, of freedom, that God wants to give his people. And the report has come back, and they say they're so close, maybe they have to take 10 steps, you know, I'm just exaggerating, and enter into the land and just follow God's direction, and it is theirs. The blessing is theirs, and they're very close. And they're saying, no, cannot happen. And they turn back and they say, we came from Egypt, and we want to go back into captivity. And then my mind kind of goes and I track the journey from their captivity to the edge of the land of freedom. And there are so many challenges which were there. There were challenges which were there that were just impossible. The challenges they faced were Red Sea was in the middle of them. And they didn't know how to cross the Red Sea. And what did God do? God departed parted, like he made the way for them. They faced the hunger during their time to reach and take the journey. And they were complaining that they do not have food and water to drink. And what did God do? God provided them with food, you know, manna, and he gave them the instructions. And there were so many other challenges that they were facing in their life that, you know, to take that journey, and then they just kept facing those challenges in their life. And yet, these 10 people's report just stops the journey for them to claim the blessing that God is giving them. And it just changes the whole direction. And God is just sitting there and just seeing what you people are doing. I want to give you, I want to hand you this blessing that is that you have, you know, I've been planning to do that for so many years. You were in captivity. So many years you have just gone through so many bad things. You have now taken this journey. Now you're at the edge of this blessing. And this is what you do. This is your intelligence on the ground that based on that, you're just going to say that we are not going to make an attempt and we want to go back to the captivity. And God's heart, he's just looking at that, and God's heart is probably grieved at that. So a couple of things I just want to kind of bring out of this is, one thing is this, that God's desire for our life is very good for us. But in getting that, what God desires for our life, when we take the journey, there will be many challenges that are there. And because of those challenges, we think that it is impossible for us to get the blessing that God is giving us. And we just kind of blow that whole thing out because we take the wrong decision. And we sometimes want to go back to our old ways of doing things in the captivity. So let's just translate this into our personal life. Just imagine that you're taking a journey and you have gone through a lot of rough things in your life, and you're taking that journey, and God wants to just kind of deliver the blessings to you. And your analysis in your mind as a human is wrong, and you say, I cannot capture the blessing that God is about to give me. And you stop that blessing because how you process things in your mind. And so what I really want to say here is, you know, we have the ability to surrender ourselves to God or not surrender ourselves to God. We can very well come to the place where God wants to do some amazing things in our life, and we are stuck in a rut just because of our past, our habits, our way of thinking, and we generate the bad report for ourselves within ourselves because who we are, and God is looking at us, and we come to the decision and we make that decision which kind of stops us from moving forward. And that is, we just kind of, you know, beat ourselves down. And then we stand there and then we look at God and we just keep blaming God and say, God, why are you not moving forward? The reason for that is we are responsible for that. That we are responsible because we are not making that decision within ourselves to move forward in life. And that becomes a problem. So what I want to say is this, that it is important for us to analyze and think through in our life the decisions that we are making. Are we making some of the decisions that are just sabotaging our life? And in turn, we are blaming God for that? Because we have to take responsibility as a people of God
that how we make the decision and based on what, you know, what we understand, what is the, you know, what we learn in our lives. And that is the reason it is important for us to depend upon God all the time. There will be people who will be talking to us. And just because there are more and more people talk to us certain things doesn't mean that is the right thing for us to do. It is always important for us to depend on God and take direction from Him. And the only way to do that is spend time with Him. Know His mind. Know what God is really speaking into our heart and our soul, and really understand that. And sometimes the things will look very illogical when God really prompts us certain things for us to do. Like, for example, this people of God, Israelites, it looked like those people whom, you know, they wanted to take, you know, capture the land. They looked very fit and, you know, like giant people. And sometimes it may look like that in front of us, but if God is directing us in that direction, whatever it may be, doesn't matter how the situation looks like. If it is the will of God, we need to take the steps and make the decisions in our life. That's a very important thing. The other thing is this. Many times we think, and it is very close to what I talked about, many times we think that the enemy is out there for our life. And as we analyze our life and we find ourselves many times in a bad situation, struggling situation, and these kinds of things that we are just struggling in our life, and we come and we keep saying that we can't do it, there is no way to the victory in my life, and I'm stuck in my life. And the first thought comes to our mind is, who is stopping me from doing this? And it is always, as a human nature, we always look at something else. That the problem lies somewhere else. The problem is my work, or problem is some of the people, or problem is whatever it may be. The problem is the system, or problem is the government, or whatever it may be. Because of there is this problem, I'm not able to free myself, or I'm not able to, you know, resolve the things within my life, and I'm stuck. And so we come to this conclusion that enemy is somewhere else, and they are attacking me, and that's the reason I'm in this situation where I am, and whatever that situation may be. And we try to find the solutions there. And we keep saying, we cannot do this, we cannot do this. But the question is this. And think about this, that what stopped Israelites from God's blessing and the land of honey and milk? And as I said earlier, what stopped them? What are the things that stopped them? Was that an outside force? Was that the Pharaoh who stopped them? He tried to, but did he stop them? Was that Pharaoh's heart? Red Sea? No food in the wilderness? Did that stop them? God still made the way. The Jordan River, the wall of Jericho, all these problems, did it stop them? God has placed them right at the edge of where they needed to be. And all these problems, which were external problems, God took care of those. And as they move forward, they are saying that, man, the problem is those people are so large and so giant and so powerful that that force is going to keep us from receiving God's blessing. And that is their conclusion. In our life, as we make the decisions, as we choose from one thing to another, we find ourselves in that situation. We find ourselves in the situation where
We think that, man, this is my situation. I'm broken. I'm stuck. I cannot move forward. My emotions are this, and I feel angry about this, and I, whatever it may be. You know, you can make a list in your mind, and you know where you are, whether you are here or listening online, and where you know where you are. And you're constantly trying to find the problem outside of you and saying that the problem is these giant people who are in my life and I cannot conquer them and they are the problem, or this is the problem, or whatever is the problem. But the God is saying, forget about those external problems. The problem is you. And the reason problem is you is because I'm showing you the path. I'm showing you the way to go. And it may look difficult. It may look like there are lots of problems in that path. But I know the path for you. And I want you to take that path in spite of those problems that you see in that path. I will take care of those things. I want you to walk through those things. And here you're making a decision to not walk through the path that I have created for you. And because you're making that decision of not walking through that path, that is the problem. That is the problem. I hope you're with me. I hope you understand what I'm saying. Not the problems you see externally, but the very problem is because you're not making a decision of walking the path that I have created for you. And you have the imagination that that path should be straight and beautiful and without the problem, but that is not how God has designed things. You will face problems, but he says, don't worry about it. What are the problems you're going to face? The Red Sea? I'll take care of the Red Sea. No food, I will take care of no food. You know, there are problems about the thirst, I will take care of that. You don't worry about the external problems. As long as I have created the path for you, you just make a decision and walk through that. The problem is, God has given us the free will to make the choice. And he has given us that thing for us. He is not going to make us walk on that path. And then we stand there, just looking at that path and looking at that path. And God is saying, take the steps and move forward. We are too scared. And we are saying, God, I cannot do that. I'm probably not going to do that. And God is saying that you do not know the blessing that you're going to miss. Just take the steps, move forward. But we want to go back to our old nature and say, I'm more comfortable there. More miserable I was, I just want to be there. And God is grieved. God is grieved. So friends, today as we close our time together, it is important to understand that God has given us ability to make the choices in our life. Is few people who can influence you in a wrong direction. So it is important for us to really listen and depend upon God in whatever we do in our life. Depend upon God because people can go wrong. Just make sure whom you are listening is the voice from the God himself. But in order to do that, we got to first depend upon God to really understand what we should and what we should not do, whom we should listen and whom we should not listen in our life. And the problem you see in your life, externally, it's a huge problem here, huge problem there. God is saying, forget about that. God is saying that I need your heart sync with my heart, and we will figure it out. I will take you through that path. Don't worry about those giants. Don't worry about the Red Sea that you see. I will take you through, and it is going to be an exciting journey. And come with me, to the promised land. God is calling us because, you know, God has planned for all of us. And it is not to destroy us, but lift us up and take us to the journey to the best place in our life. The key is, are we surrendered to Him? Are we really listening to Him? Are we really following the path that He is directing us? That's the question that we need to ask. So let's pray, give thanks to God. Maybe you should go home and read Numbers chapter 13 and 14 and just read through that story. And as we kind of talked a little bit about that, about the decision making and the free will that God has given to us, read those two chapters and see what other thing God brings into your attention through those scripture passages. Let's close our time together today and give God thanks today for His grace and His message for us this morning. Let's bow our heads. Father in heaven, thank you, God, for your grace in our life. Father, we always want to know and understand the way you have created us. Many times we go through this confusion and we find ourselves in a rut and stuck. And we don't know why we are in that place. And oh God, help us, oh Father, to really understand that you love us so much. You have made the great things and you have a great plans for our lives, and you want to award us some good things in our life. And you show us the path and you tell us to do certain things. But looking at the path, we think that it is too difficult. There are too many problems in that path. And oh Father, help us to surrender ourselves to you and make the right choice. And you will take care of those issues that are there. So bring us to the right place, oh God. Help us to depend upon you every day of our life so you can follow your will in our life, oh God. Thank you, God. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen. Amen.
Would you stand with us as we sing this closing song?
The splendor of the King.
next week. Remember, there's a VBS meeting right up in the chapel, so hang out for that as well.